This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Their want is the extent of their knowledge. Wait a second. Wants are knowledges in the brain, but wants are where? In the heart. And Allah is saying what is in their hearts, their wants, are the extent of their knowledge. He told us this already. He said,
وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى.
Make the most of this series by downloading our free workbook for a guided contemplation of this powerful surah.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ اهْتَدَى وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ أَمَّا بَعْدُ once again everyone assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're still talking about ayah number 29. Turn away from the one who turned away from our remembrance. And again, in English, you would have read turn away and turn away, but there's two different kinds of turning away. One describing the commitment of the Prophet ﷺ, and the other conversely describing a different kind of commitment of the mushrikun, how they're sticking to something. And the ayah will then describe what is it that they're sticking to, and that's going to come in وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. But we'll discuss that in some depth a little later. But right now, we're going to focus on عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, from turned away from remembering us or from our remembrance. So what does that mean? It could mean ignore the ones who turned away from the Quran. They've heard so much of the Quran. They've been hearing it for 5 years. They know what it is. They know the impact it has. They know what they feel inside when they hear it, and they still choose to walk away. You don't have to keep running after them. The Quran is enough as a demonstration of value. You don't have to prove its value to them. You don't have to succumb to them. That's one meaning. But our remembrance also goes back to something else. ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مَنْ هُوَ عَلَى فِطْرَتِهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا. Our remembrance could also mean human beings were created with the remembrance of God inside them. And these people have turned away from something their conscience has been screaming all this time. Even as they worshipped idols, something inside them was telling them this is wrong, because every human being has the dhikr of Allah inside them already when they were born. Every human being has fitra inside them. The Quran correctly describes a phenomenon and beautifully describes a phenomenon that we see in the United States all the time. Allah says that Christians, when they hear the book of Allah, you see their eyes roll with tears, and they say that because they recognize something from the truth, and they say, we were already Muslim before this. Inna kunna min qablihi muslimin. I've met dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of Christians who, when they became Muslim, were like, something wasn't sitting right. And then when I heard this, it's like, this is what I was feeling all along. This is what I had inside me all along. Inna kunna min qablihi muslimin. So the idea of the remembrance of Allah is not just the khatib who gives you the remembrance of Allah, the revelation that gives you the remembrance of Allah. Actually, the remembrance of Allah is already inside every human being. They just suppress it. So Allah is saying, ignore someone who's ignoring their own heart, because that's already inside them. They're ignoring their own true self. So you don't have to worry about that. It's not them ignoring you. They're just ignoring the truth that is already buried deep within them, and they can feel it, but they're ignoring it anyway. So this could also mean the historical dhikrullah min ahdi alast. Before human beings were put on this earth, Allah gathered all of us in His presence, al-ula, the al-akhirah, falillahi al-akhirah wal-ula, the earliest, you know, historical moment for humanity, Allah collected all of us and He asked us the question, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your master? Am I not your nurturer, your master, your caretaker, your protector? Am I not that? And we all said, bala, why wouldn't you be? Shahidna, we're testifying that you are. أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. This, I'm saying this so you don't get to say on Judgment Day, we had no idea about this. We were unaware. You were aware. You already had this conversation. So when dhikrina can also be remembering this conversation we had, because that was the mithaq, that was the promise Allah had taken from us to accept Him as our Rabb. And now when revelation comes and reminds them of that original promise, they're not just turning away from this reminder, they're actually turning away from the first reminder. It's interesting. They're turning away from a dhikra al-ula and a dhikra al-akhira. They're turning away from the earliest reminder. At the same time, they're turning away from the last reminder. فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَىٰ. Oof. It just keeps getting more and more beautiful. Like the way things connect in the Quran. How? It just, sometimes you just have to sit back and just like, yep, not human. This is عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. This is something else. Anyway, now, previously we saw two things in yesterday's session. We saw assumptions, one, and we saw things that, lowly things that they love, hawa. And I told you assumptions are intellectual problem, and hawa is a psychological, emotional problem. You remember that? So simply put, one is here, and hawa is here, right? So this problem, thought process problem, and heart problem, dhan versus hawa. When he says they turn away from our remembrance, dhikr happens in the heart. Because Allah says, this is, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is not here. Remembrance of Allah is here. Okay, so now, but this ayah says, they turned away from our remembrance. You know what this is then? We're going back to the intellectual or the emotional? We're going back to the emotional. And look at the next word in. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This person didn't want anything except worldly life. They didn't have any intentions, any goals, any aspirations. Irada can also mean goals, aspirations, plans, things you're intending to accomplish in life. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10? This is all they had. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This is all they had. This is a description of what is in their mind or what is in their heart. This is what is in their heart. This is actually an explanation of the word hawa. You know, وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسِ لَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. They're actually talking about the same thing in two different phrases. So Allah has taken us back to something He's already described. And in doing so, Allah has told us that these people, they don't cling to the word of Allah because they're clinging to something else. And that something else is something in this lowest life. We keep translating al-hayat al-dunya as worldly life. You should know something about this. The word dunya, ad-dunya, comes from, it's the feminine form of al-adna. So you know how you have Ahsan and Husna, and Akbar and Kubra, and A'zam and Uzma, and Asghar and Sughra? The same way you have Adna and Dunya. Al-Adna means the lowest. And Ad-Dunya means the lowest. Al-Hayat is feminine, so the feminine adjective is used, actually means the lowest life. Also means the closest life, meaning the life that is closely experienced by you right now, and there's another life that's a little further away from you. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They see it as far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. So the idea of a dunya is life in which everything you want is close. Your temptations are close. Your appetites are close. Your career is close. Everything you want to hold on close to you. And we want things quickly, and we want things within proximity, within reach of us. And when things are far away and they're going to take too long to get to, We don't have the patience for that. Allah says, I'm going to give you akhirah. And we say, when? Allah says, I'll take care of all that you desire. Yeah, but what about right now though? Because I want to live in the moment. Because you know what? Hayat al-dunya, it's like super close. What about this moment right now? What's God going to do for me right now? You know? He says, these people, they don't want anything else. They just want worldly life. That's why they're turning away from you. When they look at your deen, when they look at this mission, when they look at this message, when they look at these words, they say, that's not, this fits with none of the things that I want. I want to look good. This is not about looking good. I want to feel good. This is not about feeling good. I want to be rich. This is not about feeling rich. I want to show off to people. This is not about showing off to people. I want. And the Quran is saying, not what you want, what God wants. No, not for you, for God, for Allah. No, then I don't want this. I want to live my life. Have you heard this one? I just want to live my life. Allah says, yes, that's what they want. They just want to live this life. Lam yurid illa al-hayat ad-dunya. Allah quoted them. And they're quoting Allah. They don't even know they're reciting an ayah of the Quran when they say, let me just live my life. Oh, you know Quran. Or no, the Quran knows you. Walam yurid illa al-hayat ad-dunya. Notice also the structure, the exclusive structure of lam and illa. Lam yurid illa. You could just say, arad al-hayat ad-dunya. These people wanted worldly life. That would mean they want worldly life. They want this lowest life, but they want other things too. They have some spiritual pursuits, some other things. It's interesting. You would think there's materialism and spirituality, right? There's two things because spirituality is immaterial, right? Your Chanel and your Gucci and your Mercedes and your Ferrari, that's material. And your yoga meditation is spiritual, right? What's interesting nowadays is the spiritual is only being sold as something that has material benefits. So the spiritual is being turned into the material. The only kind of spirituality that sells is you're going to find calm and you're going to be able to concentrate and it's going to get rid of your anxiety and you're going to feel good about yourself and blood pressure. It has lots of health benefits. Oh, okay. Dunya, 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 dunya. Yeah, I like this kind of spirituality. Let me get a yoga mat. You know, that's their musalla, right? Now, this is about something I taught you on the first day or two. I said there are three kinds of speech, neutral, and I forgot. Neutral, doubtful, and opponent. Neutral speech is used when there's no opposition to what you're going to say. This ayah is neutral speech. Lam yurid illa al-hayat ad-dunya is not ma arada illa al-hayat ad-dunya. If ma was used, it would be akad. It would be stronger negation. Lam is a regular negation. It's just plain as day, as if the thing Allah is saying is an undisputed fact. But then we run into the problem. The Prophet is being told, turn away from them, right? Why? Because they turn away from remembering Allah. So the Prophet, they're physically turning away and the Prophet is also physically turning away. Fine. You can partially see that they're turning away. But what the Prophet does not know is that they're turning away from the dhikr of Allah in their hearts. The Prophet cannot see their hearts. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is telling him what they're actually doing is turning away in their hearts. So you need to turn away. Fine. But the second part, they don't want anything but worldly life. Can the Prophet see who wants worldly life and who doesn't want worldly life? No. The only one who can see that is who? Is only Allah. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا is something only known to Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ is turning away from some people because they're acting arrogantly. But some of those people may not be لَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. They might actually come back. And some of them, Allah knows the nature of their hearts. I want to introduce this problem to you and we're going to solve it down the road today. What's that problem? Allah is describing, giving a description that I and you cannot judge. We can't. Unless somebody says, hey, I only want this worldly life. And I've always only wanted, I've never wanted anything else until they confess that to me. And for 100% sure, I know they're telling the truth. Otherwise, I have no way of knowing this is what's inside their heart. That's only something Allah can know. So how is the Prophet ﷺ being told to turn away from someone that he can't even judge? He can't judge them. because this is in their heart. It's like telling someone, turn away from the hypocrites. And then you say, oh, okay, I shouldn't talk to my cousin anymore. You don't know your cousin's a hypocrite. You didn't check their heart. You don't, there's no nifaq scanner. You know, there's like a COVID testing machine thing. There should be a nose swab for munafiqeen. You know, like, oh, sorry, I gotta turn away from you. There's no such thing. So we can't, because we can't judge what's going on inside the heart. So what is Allah telling His Prophet ﷺ? Actually, just the first part. He's telling the Prophet ﷺ, people who are turning away from you, don't chase them. And by the way, among them are those who want nothing but this life, that's for me to deal with. Their heart is mine to deal with. That's not your problem. This also teaches us that as incredibly effective as the Prophet ﷺ is, he cannot change someone's heart. You know what that teaches you and me? And he loves these people. These are his people. They're his people. You know what that means? Doesn't matter how much you love someone. You can't change their heart. I love them so much. I want them to become better. They're not changing. What should I do? Can you tell me an ayah that I can tell them that will change things? Can you tell me, what can I tell my mom so I can change her heart? What can I tell my son? What can I tell my brother? What can I tell my husband? What can I tell my... Oh my God. The Prophet ﷺ, Allah gave him the entire Quran, and he didn't say, Ya Allah, give me one ayah for Abu Talib that could change his heart. Just give me one surah for Abu Lahab that can change. Allah gave him a surah Lahab surah. I'm not sure about the heart change though. We've developed this mentality that somehow we are responsible for changing somebody else's heart. We're not in control. That's with Allah. And that's also with the person whose heart they've decided to commit to worldly things and only worldly things. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Now, ذَٰلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. That is the extent of their knowledge. That's as far as their knowledge goes. We're going to talk about the word extent, مَبْلَغ, a little bit. When you reach a place, it's called بَلَغْتُ الْمَكَانِ. وَتَبْلِغَ حَبْلٌ يُوصَلُ بِهِ الرِّشَاءِ إِلَى الْكَرَبِ. Interesting language. You know, you have ropes that go down and get the water from the bucket. Sometimes the rope is not long enough. So they tie another rope to the first rope to make the extension so it can finally reach. That second rope that allowed you to reach the bottom, that rope is called a tabliqa. It's the extension. Okay? Balagha nabt, they use this for greenery, flowers, vegetation, when the plants mature. When your plants are grown fully, they've reached intaha, yani. It's done growing. It's fully matured. Similarly, a ghulam, when they become a boy, when they become mature and they hit puberty, then they actually also use the same word, baligh, for them. From the same, because the plant matured, the child matured. Wusulu shay ila ghayatin lahu, when something reaches its final end, the goal. That's when you use the word bulugh. Interestingly, a bad word is also bulugh. Rajulun bilgh. Is another insult you can use. Islamic insults. Bilgh. It's hard to say though. Bilgh. It's a khabith. It's a nasty person. فَالْمَقْصُودُ أَنَّهُ يَبْلُغُ مَا يُرِيدْ بِأَيِّ وَسِيلَةٍ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَكُنْ مَقْبُولًا. It's a person who will do whatever they can to reach their goal. Doesn't matter who they run over, who they destroy, what corners they have to cut. They will reach what they gotta reach. They have their goal. You know how the ends justify the means? Those people are called bilgh. Because they're just focused on the end. That's it. Nothing else matters. The means are justified. Okay? Now, so reaching is inclusive of maturation, final destination, the bottom of a well, to how to reach the bottom of a well, and a horrible person. Now, the word mablagh is a dharf, meaning this is the final place that they can reach. The first thing you need to understand here is ذَلِكَ. This is why Arabic is so important. ذَلِكَ is a masculine pointer. So in English, we say that, right? But you can say that for a man and you can say that for a woman. You can say that man, that woman. But in Arabic, you can't say ذَلِكَ الْمَرْأَ. You can't use ذَلِكَ for a woman. You have to use تِلْكَ, تِلْكَ الْمَرْأَ. For a man, you have to use ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلِ. So ذَلِكَ is masculine. The word that is masculine. So If you have a translation, put a little M on it because the dhalika is masculine. The problem is the previous ayah said al-hayatu dunya. Al-hayatu dunya is feminine, right? Worldly life is actually feminine. So if it was talking about worldly life, the language would have been tilka mablahuhu. That worldly life is as far as their knowledge goes. But actually, this word goes back to lam yurid, because from lam yurid, yurid illa al-murad. Al-murad is masculine. The thing they want. The want itself is masculine. And so what it's referring to is their want is the extent of their knowledge. Let me explain that again, or say that again. I want this verse to sink in your head. Now, their thought process has a limit, has a cap. And that cap was determined by their intention to only desire this world. That's the reason they can't think anywhere past that. He's bringing back the connection between the emotional and the intellectual. We're not robots. We're not purely computational beings. Our agendas, our thoughts, our emotions influence our thoughts. That is where the world of psychology comes in. If we're purely rational, logical creatures, you wouldn't have the field of psychology. It wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have emotions. It wouldn't exist. We would just, what is true is you do it. What isn't, you don't do it. But this profound, I put deep there because it is deep. This is what I do in my notes. That's why I don't share my notes with the world. Now you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinahtv.com under the Deeper Look section.